This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, if you're in Burns, Oregon, or if you're watching Burns, Oregon and wondering what's going on up there, well, there is a massive struggle to stop totalitarianism up there. That's really what that's all about. Anyways, welcome to the show. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. We're going to come back into the Burns, Oregon situation, Lavoie Finicum murder, and so on by the government agencies up there. I think it's the first exercise of the Patriot Act where they just want to act lawlessly and send out hunter-killer squads to kill American citizens indiscriminately because, as you know, we American citizens, we have a target on our back because of this president. He is the first terrorist in chief that we've ever had who has actually turned the tide on us and turned our government clearly against us. And are they going to start a murdering rampage? Well, you know, with totalitarians such as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. That's exactly what they did. And that's one of the things that we need to take away as a learning piece from this. We need to stop the Patriot Act. We need to stop this president with the Patriot Act in particular, because he is the totalitarian in chief. So anyway, with that, another totalitarian who is making her bid today, we have the Iowa caucuses going on, and everybody is caucusing in Iowa, a very unique form of primary, I guess you can say. So who's going to be the Republican choice? Who's going to be the Democratic choice? Basically, what we're hearing right now, and this is before the caucuses open, we're hearing it's neck and neck on the the Democratic side with the burn. Boy, is she feeling the burn. And by the way, those of you that haven't been keeping up over the weekend, as Hillary Rodham Clinton has been going around to various places and locations in Iowa, the mainstream media, which follows her and fawns all over her, has been very disingenuous to, of course, you, the American people, because she's playing not before packed houses any longer. No, she has very small venues, and those small venues are only about half attended. So what is happening to Hillary Rodham Clinton is not just necessarily the burn. Of course, Bernie Sanders, all the young people have been flocking to Bernie Sanders, and his every place he goes, it's packed. So now, that's just a survey of what's going on. I don't know how you want to think about that and what's going to be the end result tonight and tomorrow morning when the results of the caucuses are brought in. I think that's called a clue about how the people of Iowa are starting to perceive Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, some other little side notes people are reporting now, I think it came out of the Washington Post just before the weekend, that donors are drying up for Hillary. It's kind of like a campaign slogan, isn't it? Donors are drying up for Hillary. In other words, all those big donors that she's been banking on are starting to dry up because they're not believing she's going to be the nominee. Now, I don't believe she's going to be the nominee. I think there's just too many things happening. Now, to set up this hour in the discussion about the emails, there's a new release of emails, and there's going to be another release of emails here shortly. And what we're finding out on some of the releases is, oh, by the way, remember the president said he found out about things about the emails or things about Benghazi by way of the news reports. That's how he found out. Right. You know, those drones that were circling overhead, which, by the way, were broadcasting into the White House at the time of the Benghazi attack. Similar to the very same drone that was flying overhead for Lavoy Finicum. And yes, they were being broadcast into the White House, both of them. That's part of their little network. When those drones are up, it goes right into the White House, goes right into the Pentagon. So you see, the military, you know, did I say the CIA and John Brennan, we've known about their involvement for a long time, the retasking of satellites and stuff like that for this operation. By the way, I didn't mention, I probably should have mentioned, but we had one of our sources on the ground counting helicopters at the airport, newly arrived helicopters at the airport there in Burns, Oregon. Latest report that we had, and I know this is 2 days old, was 15 Black Hawk helicopters had arrived in Burns, Oregon. So all I can say is the militarization of that area. They want to make sure that their goodies are taken care of by these one world order people. We can't have the people rising up and knowing about the Constitution there in Burns, Oregon. So we must squelch it, of course. So let's take out people that are innocent bystanders. That'll be next. Anyway, but getting back to the Clinton email scandal, it's obviously having a detrimental impact on her. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I'm bouncing all over. The president, 18 emails that are on the top secret server between the White House and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and immediately presidential orders went down. We're not releasing the emails. We'll have to wait until President Barack Hussein Obama is out of office for that. Get it? I'm sure they're going to be destroyed. We won't ever find out. But chances are probably pretty good. A lot of conversation back and forth about Benghazi, and other things going on there. So you see this treasure trove of emails from the Clinton server is just starting to yield big fruits. Now, the biggest problem that she has that apparently we know of, and they're reporting about 22 very classified. Now, these are the SAP and SIC doubles. I call them the double secret probation above top secret classifications that people have to have very, very high clearances. And not many people in the world have them to see them. They have been, they have been compromised because that information, oddly enough, has ended up on Hillary Rodham Clinton's server. And now, it's not bad, I guess, that that information's on there. But how that information got there, well, one might conclude it was very much, espionage got it there. You know, violations of the Espionage Act are all over. Her fingerprints are all over there. You know, it's interesting, but I've talked to some people in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, that have had top secret clearances in the military, some of them up to the very top secret, ultra top secret, where they couldn't even discuss with me what kind of clearances that they had. But every single one, and I think that those of you that are listening to me right now would agree, said that had they taken one of these emails and compromised it as she has done, they would be in Leavenworth, and that's the words they used. In Leavenworth in a heartbeat. Now, she's got dozens that have been documented. Actually, there's about 1,200 of them so far, and there's got to be thousands more. I mean, just the way this goes. But the notion that these super secret SAP and SIC emails are on her email server is a whole different ballgame. And it plays right into the conversation that I've had, that what we've seen here with the compromising of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails is really an espionage ring. And it seems to me, as especially as we're getting more and more clarification as to who had access and all this other stuff, it seems to me that her email server was being used as the main source for all of these governments out there that were against us, such as, like, well, how about the Taliban? How about ISIS? And how about Russia and China? They all had access to those emails. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month.
fire my boss and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton, her email issue that's going on, and this is quite the topic in Washington, and it's obviously affecting her in the election, and it's going to be interesting tonight as we see how much this has affected her in Iowa, because, you know, I know some people from Iowa, and I'm sure, you know, you out there know, and by the way, the show's in Iowa, that they're really like honest people. that's why they like Bernie Sanders. You know, listen, I am absolutely 110% opposed to Bernie Sanders' socialism part. I just absolutely am. But I'm not opposed to Bernie Sanders standing up and saying, "I'm a socialist. Thank you very much." Now go from there. I mean, what are you going to say? And you see, he's honest about his issues, and he believes passionately in them. Of course, I just believe dispassionately about his issues and would stand 110% opposed to him, but I appreciate his honesty telling me where he stands, as opposed to somebody like a typical politician like, she's not even Hillary Rodham Clinton. But, you know, Iowans like honesty, and that's really kind of the central point to this, and I think that this whole email issue, which has not really kind of gotten a lot of legs because we don't want to talk about the emails. No, we can't talk about in the mainstream media. But you know what? Here you are on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're more than happy to talk about Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So we're getting this report that came out on Saturday that the intelligence communities has deemed emails too damaging to national security to release under any circumstances, according to a U.S. government official close to the ongoing review. A second source who was not authorized to speak on the record backed up the finding. Now, this is from Catherine Herridge. Now, obviously, Catherine Herridge is bulletproof, in my opinion. You know, you've got some really good reporters at Fox News, and if you let them go unbridled, they can really tell you the truth. But, you know, corporate won't let that happen, right? Right. So you have a lot of compromising of Fox News in various places. Megyn Kelly. That's part of the problem. Anyway, this article goes on. This was Saturday that came out. It says the determination was first reported by Fox News hours before the State Department formally announced Friday that seven email chains, that's C-H-A-I-N-S, chains of emails found in 22 documents will be withheld in full because they, in fact, contain top secret information. They were on Hillary's email that was broadcasting to the world. You know, she was compromised. Her personal private email server was compromised. Do you understand that? So everybody and their mother who had all the proper protocols could get in there and get it. And we know that Guccifer, isn't that funny all of a sudden? Guccifer, which really was the Russian intelligence agency. They say it was a guy, a Romanian, blah, blah, blah. That's not true. It was the Russians. We first reported this, I believe, in April of 2014, that Guccifer had broken in to Sidney Blumenthal's email account, which gave them access to Hillary Rodham Clinton's private server. Get it? So all this information is coming from her private server, but if you had the protocols to get in there, which most everybody did, they're backtracking right now, and they understand that China was there. What was stopping ISIS from not being there? Of course, now we know with Benghazi, Al-Qaeda was there. And also Extortion 17, and many, many other operations that were being broadcast to these people. They were having access, unfettered access to this. I mean, this is just beyond the pale. And now we're finding out, they can't release it to us, the American people, because it's too top secret. Yet they were there for the world to see. get my drift. See, her server, in my opinion, was acting as a broadcast unit. Broadcasting to anybody who wanted all these secrets. Yeah, what's all that about? It says the decision to withhold the documents in full and not provide even a partial release with redactions further undercuts claims that the State Department and Clinton campaign that none of the intelligence in the emails was classified when it hit Clinton's personal server. And, of course, that's just not the case. Contention that these emails weren't top secret is just ludicrous at this point. And that's what's starting the ball really rolling towards a prosecution. There's a lot of people now saying, well, you know, it's about time we go after Hillary. It's about time. I mean, so you got this dynamic going on. The FBI wants to file charges is what we're hearing. That's what sources are saying. And there's trying to placate the president. Now, the president is trying to step in and meddle in this investigation. Apparently, Comey's having none of it, which is good. That's good for us. So what is going to happen in the end game? Is this grind of information and emails going to continue to further to hurt her campaign? Yes, it will. There's no doubt it will, because people are starting to wake up. They're realizing they've been lied to and had by this woman, and they're starting to wake up. That's why the donors are drying up. That's why people are not coming to her campaign rallies. I mean, Iowans get it. And it wasn't just in Iowa. In other campaign stops in New Hampshire, she was playing before very small houses. And when she announced, in fact, she went to New York, and I believe it was in New York, and she was announcing the crowd they thought was going to be 50,000. It turned out to be like 5,000. That's called a clue about your campaign right there. They knew that they were in trouble. So they have been trying to arrange all these campaign stops where she's going and everything to be very, very small venues, making it look like it's packed when you have the camera angles on it. They're all playing to the cameras. And, of course, that's where Trump says, why don't you guys turn around and look at the crowd here and look at the numbers of people? That's the telling incident that really tells you what's really going on in the field. And that's true. That's true. And, of course, the Trump effect. Can you imagine, and I'm not saying who, but can you imagine if it's Marco Rubio on the Republican side and it's Hillary Clinton on the other side? Could you imagine what Marco Rubio is going to tell her in the debate? Of course, you'll want to run away and not debate, which is exactly what's been going on right now, right? So, or Ted Cruz. Can you imagine that? Let alone Donald Trump. Can you imagine what he's going to do with her? Can you imagine that? And he will, too. And rightfully so. That's why I say, with all this information, I mean, why are we pretending any longer? Let's get the perp walk going. Let's get the perp walk going. Let's get it on here, because this woman needs to be stopped, and we need to make a statement that this is not okay in this country. You see, if Comey does not come out, and say, look, we're going to send you charges, and we're going to charge her, and if Loretta Lynch doesn't come out with an indictment, then I think it's over for the United States in terms of lawlessness. Comey's got to know that. I mean, who's going to follow the laws if she's so egregious in ignoring the laws? Who's going to follow the laws? Seriously? I mean, see, this is what they want. They being President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, will he give her clemency? Will he stop the investigation? If that takes place, now we're hearing some grumbling that if that takes place, then Loretta Lynch will become part of the investigation. And then the president will become part of the investigation. We're not hearing that Comey is going to resign anytime soon, which is a problem. Now, I know if you go back to the Nixon situation where he ultimately resigned because he didn't want to be impeached, there was a big, as Nixon was going to squelch the investigation, there was called the Saturday Night Massacre, when everybody in the Department of Justice and FBI suddenly resigned because they were protesting Nixon's meddling and involvement in the investigation. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think that the powers to be, they've planned for that. They want that to happen. But I don't think Comey's going to do that. I think he's going to turn it around on them and investigate Lynch and then investigate the president. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, for the ride. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's done doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Take off the tip.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, Clinton and her email saga. You know, it's interesting. I went back. We reported this a week ago. Actually, 2 weeks, a week and a half ago. About, you know, this is where I want the explanation kind of driven into everybody's head about the levels of secrecy that are going on here. And by the way, if I'm wrong on this, please email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. Some of you guys out there that have had these top secret clearances, I have not. And I got to tell you that it's on my research and what people who have had them told me. So, you know, if I'm a novice at it, please clean it up so I can become more professional at understanding all these levels. But I think I kind of have the whole ball game down. The last time I did this, I did not get dinged by anybody because I was using the source of Paul Sperry. And I think it was, I can't remember which outlet that was. I want to say it was The Hill. His article was entitled "Hillary's Team Copied Intel Off Top Secret Server to Email." Okay, so you know where I'm going with this. So, for those of you that are having a tough time understanding with the vernacular, and it's really hard to understand all these acronyms, and it's made confusing, obviously, for various and sundry reasons. But it says here, This is the article. It says the FBI is investigating whether members of Hillary Clinton's inner circle cut and pasted material from the government's classified network so that it could be sent to her private email address, former State Department security officials say. And Clinton and her top aides had access to a Pentagon-run classified network that goes up to the secret level, as well as a separate system used for top secret communications. And the two systems are not connected to the unclassified systems known as non-classified internet protocol routers, blah, blah, blah. Okay. The two systems are these. And it's identified. These are the two. This is above top secret. Now, here's the terms and conditions on these two systems. You can't cut and paste. You cannot email. You cannot do any of it. It's for eyes only on the screen. That's it. That's it. It's for eyes only. Okay. So you can't print it off. And in fact, as the article goes on here, what happens is that those hard drives are taken out every night of the computers and they're put in a vault. Get my drift. So it has to be eyes on. Now, I've covered this a week and a half ago. I want to bring it out here again because it's more salient now than ever before. Because now we got a conversation about 22 of these and at least 18 involving the president, right? And so now this is a big problem for Hillary Rodham Clinton. How did that information, which is so highly sensitive, so secret, get to her private email server? That's the big question. So anyway, this is how the system works. Is somehow highly classified information for the Spirion Net, which is the network I'm going to talk about, as well as even super secret JWICs, jump from those closed systems to the open system and turned up in at least 1,340 of Clinton's home emails, including several of the CIA earlier this month flagged as containing ultra-secret, listen to this, now these are the systems I'm talking about, sensitive compartmentalized information, right? Okay, that's SIC, and special access programs, SAP. So you get where that's going. Those are two types. These are dark programs not to be discussed. This is information that's out in the field. In other words, this is where agents are doing their work out there, and they're naming names on these systems, and nobody's to see this. Nobody, or there's or eyes only for certain other people, but not to be distributed and put out on an email type of system server. Get my drift. So people sit in rooms with looking at screens, and the only way that they're going to be able to see the screen and see the information is that's it. It disappears. You turn off the computer, you don't see it again. And you're not supposed to transmit it anyway because it won't. The systems won't allow that. Okay, so you get the drift here. So you have sensitive compartmental information, which is SCI, and then you have the SAP, Special Access Program. So we understand what we're talking about here. Okay, dark programs such as drones. Oh, by the way, dark programs such as drones and Lavoie-Finikin. Get it? Get it, ladies and gentlemen. Drones are pretty much top secret information. And it wasn't a plane that was flying over Lavoie and everybody else. It was a drone. I mean, if you have access to somebody who understands drones, just ask them the question. They'll tell you. It's drone footage. I live in a community where they have actual drones. We know drone footage from non-drone footage here. Anyway, so this information, and this is one of the bold statements that's in the article. Quote, and this involves three of the people, the three of the players around the Hillary Rodham Clinton. It takes a very conscious effort to move a classified email or cable from the classified systems over to the unsecure open system and then send it to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, in the case of the SCI and the SAPs, right, the ultra-secret dark programs no one's supposed to see, take out the hard drives, put them away. From that, what somebody would have to have done is copied down in front of the screen what was on the screen. Now, my best bet in terms of copying down was somebody walked up with a cell phone and took pictures of what was on there. This is what we're doing here. This is called espionage, ladies and gentlemen. They, you know, you remember those old World War II movies and you saw the guy with the silver little elongated rectangular camera? real small thing, and they'd take pictures, you know. That's what they're doing here. They're taking pictures of ultra-dark programs. Now, who are the suspects that could be involved with this? We don't really know, but we do know that her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, and deputy chiefs Uma Abedin and Jake Sullivan were definitely involved. And in fact, what they're talking about doing is charging Uma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, because apparently the fingers are pointing mostly at them. So what had to happen was somebody, and I want to drill this into everybody so you understand that this is a very conscious effort here that's going on. They had to sit in front of that screen, and somebody, by the way, had to give them access to that screen now, didn't they? Because if you're the person in charge of that screen, you don't want to have just somebody walk in, or maybe they took the picture for somebody. You see, this is where it goes. And there's not a lot of people that are at these screens. So somebody took pictures, in my opinion, and then sent them off, gave those pictures to Uma Abedin and Jake Sullivan, and they cut and pasted. They put it, actually, in context for the emails and sent them along to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, if that isn't espionage, I don't know what is. But the bigger picture is, who else saw those emails? And I'd venture to say, well, certainly the Taliban did. And certainly ISIS did. So that might explain why we had the attack on Benghazi, which, by the way, there's tons of emails coming out about that, which could corroborate my statement here. This is the level at which we are at with Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, with this knowledge, with this information, how can they not charge her? And how can people sit in good conscience as Americans and say this is not treason? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I'm not going to jail. Would I sit out here with this my little old rifle, and if I was going to jail, I'd start walking down the road and call them to pick me up.
This is intended to be a peaceful occupation, if so be, if you want to use those words. This is intended to be peaceful. We want all people to be safe. We want all law enforcement lives to be safe. We want our lives to be safe. We should never, ever point guns at each other. So let's make sure that that is the understood thing. No pointing guns at each other.
Well, that was Lavoie Finicum at the refuge setting the precedence, if you will, about the occupation there in Harney County. And, you know, the first thing you heard him say that they asked what's going to happen if they, you know, are you going to go to jail? And she goes, no. He goes, no, I'm not going to go to jail. I'm going to sit out. Why would I be sitting out of here with my gun? And then the other question is, or the other statement that he makes is, if I was going to jail or if they wanted me to go to jail, I'd be walking down the road and have them come and pick me up. Does that sound like a guy that would put up a gunfight? No. And he goes on, and you heard the statement, he doesn't want anybody shot. We shouldn't be pointing guns at one another. How prophetic. Isn't it amazing how prophetic a man can be just before he dies? And it certainly sheds an entire different light on who he is now, doesn't it? And who the federal government is. Just a little tinge of... why did they shoot Lavoie Finicum? And by the way, he's a fabulous. There's more interviews, and quite frankly, the reports that we've had about him and his family and his daughters and so on. It's really kind of heart-wrenching once you figure out that what he was trying to do was the right thing. He was actually trying to work with law enforcement rather than against them, and they take him out. Now, why did they take him out? Let's answer the question about why did they take out Lavoie Finicum. It's real simple. You see, the problem was it was growing. The movement was growing. The movement of the Constitution and people knowing about their constitutional rights and understanding that the federal government was totally trampling on their constitutional rights was growing. And they couldn't have that. No, you see, the people behind all this, they could not have that. They could not have the situation where you have this so-called virus spreading. The militia at Maher virus was spreading about the Constitution, and that was upsetting the community. It was upsetting the community to learn about the Constitution. Chris Ann Hall visited Harney County on January 17th and 18th. She was invited by Harney County and sold out. I mean, they didn't purchase tickets. There was no tickets there. But she packed the house. Over 900 people showed up at the Armory on two different nights. Can you imagine that? You see, the Constitution was spreading. And people wanted to know. And people got incensed. In fact, if you go to our website, Agenda 21 Radio, I have enough time here to play it, Donna Hammond. A woman, Donna Hanneman, gets up and speaks to the crowd that's there, that's assembled at a so-called safety meeting, and everybody wants to know about the safety meeting. She gets up and she speaks about the Constitution.
This is a little scary. My name is Donna Hammond. I want to let that sink in for a minute. I am not related to the Hammonds. However, I do pray that they will be restored.
Yes.
The reason I'm here is to ask all of you, most especially those at the table, how many of you did did take an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Should have been all of you. Yes? Is there anybody who did not take that? Okay, so all hands should have been raised. Do you want a constitutional republic?
Yes.
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 There is no place, I defy you, to show me where in the Constitution the federal government is granted any power over any land within the continental United States.
It was spreading. The virus was spreading. And Donna Hammond, not related to the Hammonds themselves, got up and spoke at a packed house in the very same armory that Chris Ann Hall was in 2 nights after Chris Ann Hall left. It was spreading. It was getting out of control. And in fact, two senators, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, both commented about Harney County. And they said, this virus cannot spread. The virus? The virus about the Constitution and the people knowing and finding out about their constitutional rights. You see, this is a First Amendment right. You've heard me say this now. I'm like the only guy out there saying it. Chris Ann Hall saying it. People that are close to this see it and get it. It's clearly about a First Amendment right. Your right to freedom of speech. Freedom to assemble. To redress grievances. First Amendment, look it up. Totalitarianism being stopped in Harney County. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston. So how do the liberal state senators there, who endorsed the execution of Lavoie, couch this? This is Merkel making his statement. We're saddened that there was a loss of life along the way, but it is so important to this community that this occupation end. Merkel said, I compliment local law enforcement working so well with the FBI towards that end. I bet you do. Says earlier in the week, the two senators met with FBI Director James Comey and talked about the situation just a few hours before the arrests were made. Wyden said the standoff was, quote, a situation where the virus was spreading and action needed to be taken. End of subject. I mean, absolutely close the door on my statement. The Constitution was spreading. Gee, I wonder what Merkley and Wyden have to fear about the Constitution. Oh, by the way, they're Democrats, very liberal. Of course, Oregon's a very liberal state. It's a totalitarian state, very similar to California. They're just a little bit further along down the road about executing citizens, hunting and killing American citizens with their predator drones. And by the way, the drone, the video, full on into the White House. You need to know that. They had access to it. They were watching it, I'm sure. They probably had popcorn out watching the killing and execution of Americans. That's the depravity that we have in the White House. I'm just making a few statements, but I think it's true. We can make the difference, ladies and gentlemen, one person at a time. Let's make that difference. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are, and you are, exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month. fire my boss and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.